Moon Man here. Pull up a chair and listen to the story of Frosty the Snowman. You see, Frosty was no ordinary snowman. He was white like you and me, but he was also magical by ways of one hat that Santa had sneezed on. Our story begins with these children. These children were white conservative children from Virginia, who decided to steal things from their crazy grandmother's attic. They came across this magical hat, but they did not know it was magical. Now you may be thinking, but Moon Man, how do you know the hat was magical then? Well, shove a cock in your mouth and listen so I can tell you. Later on, they decided to make a snowman. He consisted of snow, buttons from their drunken grandfather's favorite sweater, a mouth made from their mother's cunt. The nose was specially crafted from the penis of a dog, and two pieces of shit for eyes. They placed their mother's cracked pipe in his cunt mouth, and lastly the hat on top of his head. Suddenly he sprung to life. The kids, scared to death, ran away as Frothy spewed cum from his mouth. Upon awakening, he made his way to their crazy grandmother's home, and raped her silly. Later he forced their drunken grandfather to kill himself by overdosing on his Viagra. The kids knew they had to kill Frothy before he got to the whole neighborhood, so they looked for Moon Man. Moon Man was behind a bar getting head from a hooker he was just about to cum when they ran up. "Moon Man," they exclaimed, as he shot his load all over the hooker's face, melting it indefinitely. He turned around and they told him what had happened. After molesting and killing them, he approached Frothy. A lengthy discussion arose before he fired his moon lasers and melted Frothy as well as the whole neighborhood. A celebration was in place filled with cum and a marching band. This marching band was constructed of shopping carts, where everyone was drugged up and raped. The end. KKK, 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 KKK.